Are you there?
Thank you for calling. Yes, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Karen. I'm in the fraud department. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
70187.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Jesse Ambrose.
Thank you. I'm going to locate that account, please. Okay. Hold on one moment, please.
Okay.
And thank you. I'm sorry. What was your first name?
Jesse.
All right. Let's see. All right. And for security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
P.O. Box 871172, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70187. Where are you?
Thank you. All right, and I do see, thank you for holding, Mr. Jess. I see here you have our online file forms and digital certificate in your account is confirmed.
What you said, I have what now? File online what?
File forms and digital certificate.
No, I never heard of that.
All
I'm
right.
Unfamiliar with the
All right, so we can report this as fraud, but I want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for pending investigation.
Yes.
So as long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, we can continue. Now, the information did match. Would you allow my mom to look into something?
Excuse me?
Would you allow me one moment?
Oh, yes. Take all the time you need.
All right, well, I'm checking on it now. Go ahead.
Understand some stuff, man. Okay.
All right, so let me see. Now, since the information matches, I can only refund 3 months. So that'll be December, January, February.
3 months. How long they been charging my call?
Give one moment. It looks like it's been since you signed up December 26th.
Of what year? 2020. And wow. Mean like it's kind of funny really because I don't even know what it's about and I'm getting charged for it, and if I wouldn't have looked at my bill I probably would have continued getting charged for it.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, it's, what happened is like a concealed to carry permit was done, where you get a concealed to carry for a handgun, online permit, basically.
I don't need a carrier's permit for a handgun.
All right. Well, I'm getting a refund it for you, okay? If you can just bear with me one moment. I'm looking at it now.
I want all my money back. I want all of my money back.
Well, allow me one moment. In one moment.
All right.
All right. All right, so actually it's going to be, hold on, give me 1 second. All right. All right, so Ashley, sir, it's going to be, refund is going to be November, December, and January, because February was declined. So that's the only thing that the system will allow us to refund, again, due to that being, you know, the information being verified. So, I mean, that's the only thing it's letting me do.
So, do you work from home?
No, I don't.
No?
No, sir, I don't. I'm actually here. I mean, if I can help and do more, I'd be more than happy to, but this system won't allow us to.
Yeah, it's all systematic. I understand that. The crime was systematic. So naturally, the procedure for me to get some of my money back going to be systematic, too.
What was that?
If I hadn't looked at my bill, I probably would have been paying it until I got in the grave. Something that I'm not even using.
And who you spoke with about this?
Excuse me?
Who did you speak with about this?
Give me 3 months back. Wow. Oh, man. Well,
and who did you speak with about that charge? Did you just contacted us?
I called my Capital One.
Okay, and when you contacted Capital One, what all took place when you spoke with them?
They gonna send you a dispute.
Oh, so you've already disputed.
I'm gonna call them. I was disputing another charge off on another card with them. I have 2 Capital 1, and after I got through disputing the first one, and I put my paperwork back in, I noticed that this card was, had me paying charges also that I wasn't familiar with. They're small, so you could overlook them, you know. So This one is for, I think, $19, huh?
Right. So you've already disputed it. So you've already spoken.
No, I haven't.
Well, you said you, okay, so what, so have you, do you have you signed and fill out the paperwork?
The other, I disputed my other card. I have two Capital One cards.
Mm-hmm. But was it a charge on this account?
No, it was on another account.
Okay, it wasn't nothing from us, right? So you didn't file any paperwork for a dispute with us?
No, I just spoke with the lady from the number that's on the charge, and then she transferred me to you, the fraud department, after I explained to her what was going on.
Right.
They're charging me $19 a month. How long is that for? Is that for life or what?
It's what for life?
The $19 a month.
Yeah, it's every month until you cancel, but, I mean, you're canceled, so you won't have to worry about it.
But I'm just saying, if I hadn't caught it, how long it would have just kept going indefinitely?
All right. Well, that's why I say when you did that, now the for the, let me give it, because with the online firearms, it's actually, hold on.
I should be able to get all my money back.
The $19 is a monthly membership to be continued training website that provides additional firearm self-defense and preparation training to those who has received their concealed carry training certification. So, like, it's a training video.
I'm a Vietnam veteran. I don't need nobody to show me how to use a weapon of any kind.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what it is.
But I'm not a member, and I don't need to be a member. I don't want to be a member. Want my name taken off the roll? It's on there. And my identity, my card number, everything.
All right. Well, I just wanted to verify that, you know, you haven't filed a dispute with your credit card company about anything before we, you know, go further and I issue those refunds. But you stated you haven't. You canceled your account with another charge and another card. So since no paperwork was done or you haven't disputed or anything with these charges, I did go ahead and refund those 3 months that I stated. I was able to refund. So you'll be receiving the month, oh, you will be receiving the month of February. I don't know why it looked like you said a decline earlier. So it'll be February, January, and December. And you will receive those 3 to 5 business days. And you okay with that?
And I won't be charged anymore.
That's correct, sir. Nothing else will be charged.
All right. That's good.
Right. So you're good with that? You're okay with that?
If I'm not okay, what can you do? Well,
I was just asking. I mean, it's nothing else.
No, I'm just asking too.
If I can, yeah, I understand it. If I can, you know, do more, I'd be more than happy to.
So you've done all you can, right? Okay, well, I guess this is the end of our conversation.
All right, let me see. Let me speak with someone real quick on some information, and I'm going to get right back with you. Can you give me one moment?
Okay.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
All right. So I'm speaking with someone. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Just double checking or something, okay?
All right.
All right. So I did go ahead and get refunded. And that's all I can do. The account is closed, which will prevent all future charges. Is there anything else I can help you with? So you receive an email within 24 hours and you receive a refund 3 to 5 business days and you won't receive any more charges from this company. All right. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.